Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life.
Good evening, good evening. I am so excited to bring to you guys a podcast interview video. Most of the time I do the podcast, it's just audio. I've done some video in the past, but you're going to be seeing more of me. I have a new office space. I have a renewed vision for what Rehab Your Life is going to be offering in 2021 and beyond. And if you can see scrolling across the bottom, we have a new book alert. Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm so excited. So what I wanted to do was actually have a conversation with my publisher, Mrs. Lindsay Bivens of Tapped Writing LLC. So Lindsay, go ahead, do a quick introduction, and then we'll go ahead and get into the podcast questions. So tell the people about yourself.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Miss Karen. And I always call Miss Karen.
You always call me Miss Karen. We almost the same age.
Probably. I know. I don't know. You got that Miss Karen vibe, you know?
I'll take it.
Look, I am just so excited to be with you, to share a couple of minutes with you and your audience. Hello, guys. Again, I'm Lindsay Bivens. I am book coach, publisher at The Author's Pen. I have the wonderful privilege of supporting people like Miss Karen, okay, supporting people who have a powerful message, who want to take your message, your testimony, and put it in print form through publication. So I have the wonderful privilege of working with people who have a story or a message to birth. I also host a conference tour called My Message Matters, launched in 2018. This year will be number four, fourth year hosting that event. So I'm extremely just blessed, excited to be here tonight. And I can't wait to jump into this conversation.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So we have a lot to actually talk about this evening. Like I kind of alluded to, yes, I do have a new book. It is an anthology, guys. So, you know, it's not just a book from me, myself, but it's six other authors, including myself, where we tell our stories about COVID. So on Friday, you put out the new book alert with the cover of the book, and we tagged all of the contributing authors. And so I'm so excited that is going to be coming out. So we'll talk more about that at the end of the podcast episode. But right now, I wanted to start by asking you some questions. And so at the beginning of the year, I started a Women in Business series. And so you are a woman who is in business, been in business, like you said, for the last 4 years with My Message Matters, and you've been doing The Author's Pen. And so how do you feel that you've reached your level of success that you currently have? You know, so tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So first of all, I am a firm believer that we all get to define success for ourselves. And for me, success is about doing something that I love doing something that is deeply fulfilling for me, both supporting people to publish and also hosting the conference, My Message Matters. They both feed my soul in a way, because it's deeply fulfilling. I get to meet a lot of amazing people all the time, okay? So that is deeply fulfilling. You know, it enriches my life. You know, I get to meet people not only that maybe I can support, but people who also come along into my life and come into relationship to support me in some way. So I really, really appreciate that. And I believe that a lot of, you know, what people would consider success, you know, a lot of that I can attribute to having some wonderful people in my life, having people in my life who believe in me. Okay. So that's a great place to just give a shout out. there are so many people who have come along down through these last couple of years with My Message Matters to support it, from volunteers. Look, Miss Karen volunteered last year. Thank you. Oh, not last year, 2019. But you know,
let's do a quick telling the story of how we actually met. So yeah. I saw the Message Matters conference information posted on social media, just like you're seeing this on social media. So mm-hmm. I go into her DMs and I'm like, hey, I can help you. Yes. And, you know, it's that kind of pay it forward. I was growing mm-hmm. Rehab Your Life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know more about hosting a conference. So why not offer my time to be able to figure out how I can help? And so we met at a Starbucks, I believe. Yes. And first time meeting each other. And, you know, those meetings can be a little awkward sometimes. You're like, mm-hmm. okay, what does she want from me? Why is mm-hmm. she, you know, calling me? But it ended up being a match made in heaven. She is yes. my sister in Christ. And we've been supporting each other for the last couple of years, really. Yes. Just, you know, and it's just from me taking that chance to yeah. jump into her DMs and like offer assistance. Mm-hmm. And so I always encourage people to be able to do that. So in my eyes, you were successful in doing what you were doing. And that mm-hmm. is why I reached out to you.
Well, look, thank you. But it has been such a blessing to know you, you know, to support each other. I've had the privilege of, you know, coming and supporting you at your event to Rehab Your Life conference.
Yes.
Yes, it was so nicely done. I mean, it was an amazing experience. But, you know, again, just when I think about success, I automatically think about, you know, the grace of God. I thank God, his favor. I can't yeah. say that I'm so wonderful, that I'm so special, you know, separate from how special every person is. Everybody has purpose. Everybody, you know, has something they're gifted to do, and in some yeah. way they're meant to serve this world. So I'm thankful that God can use me. You know, I'm thankful yeah. that despite whatever, you know, whatever shortcomings or whatever hangups, because I think we all got some of them.
We all do.
Despite those things, I am so grateful that God can use me. You know, yeah. that I can receive a download from God that I will take action on. So I feel so blessed, you know, about that. Again, like I mentioned, just, you know, things that people would see as success in my life thus far. I've had a lot of people in my life believe in me. You know, sometimes, you know, we see the social media posts like, don't nobody support you, your yeah. family ain't there for you. Yeah. The truth is that that's often just, it's not true. It's a lie. A lot of times we're so busy looking for certain people to support us that we forget all of the
certain
people who
people. Will it.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking for support over here, but God said, wait a minute, I done tapped by 10 yes, people over yes. here to bless you,
yeah,
to
rally around you. Larger territory.
Yeah, so that's what happened, you know, with My Message Matters. Look, God gave me, he gave me three words, My Message Matters, okay? In a season where I was seeking him, I was, you know, it was a season, kind of a dry season. You know, you think about being in a dry land. I was in that kind of season. God gave me those three words. And when he gave me the three words, I didn't know it would be a conference. It was just enough for me to keep going and keep applying myself, you know, with the things that God had given me. And within a short space of time, he turned things around in my business. Yeah. He began to shift things in my life. And boom, here came, you know, this is where that conference came in. Yeah. The Lord yeah. said, oh, wait a minute. I'll let you walk through that dry season so I could give you an experience. So I could remind you that there are other people just like you out here trying, you yeah. know, just gifted, you know, who are talented, who have, you know, natural gifting and inclination in a way that you can serve other people. Guess what? You need more than the gift. You need community around you. You need, you know, strategy. You need to know how to apply what you're good at. How do I use what I'm good at to be of service to somebody else? And exactly. that's where the conference came in. So, you know, I would attribute it to God, to a lot of good people in my life. I have, you know, even in my dry seasons, I've always had at least a few people who was breathing life into me.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, that's just my truth. And just the, I think I, if I were to judge myself, I would say I am extremely resilient. Mm. Very resilient. I've had to, you know, with God's help, pull myself up a lot in life. Mm-hmm. So I am, you know, I'm tough.
I'm tough.
I shake it off and I keep going.
So the next question is, and I think you've kind of answered it, yeah. but the next question is, what's your why?
Yeah, I think I've touched on the why. It's just fulfilling, doing something that fulfills me, that feeds my soul. Way back, some years back, I remember sitting on a job when I was living in Jacksonville, Florida, and I was contemplating whether I would put in my 2 weeks notice, right? I was in that space, you know, some years ago, maybe around 2015 it was. I remember sitting at the desk one day and I thought to myself, I said, okay, God, I was just praying about if it was time for me to take that leap. And I sat at a desk one day and I thought to myself, if people will pay me this much to do something I am mediocre at, how much could I earn if I did what I'm really good at? And, you know, so, you know, thinking of, okay, doing things that are deeply fulfilling and that actually tap into kind of the grace and the anointing and the gifting on my life. And that's what, you know, that's what I'm able to do through both the author's pen and the conference I host, My Message Matters. It's very authentically connected to who I am.
Awesome. So how do you balance work and life responsibilities?
Oh, wait a minute. Look, do I even?
You weren't ready for that question. We weren't ready for that.
We're going to tell the truth. We're going to tell the whole truth. Look, I am beyond, I'm past the stage of trying to look like I got everything together. Okay.
Right.
So balance, you know, I feel like there are seasons where I have a really good handle on things and there are seasons where it feels like, you know, it feels like that sometimes because you're juggling a lot. I think, you know, kind of post since COVID happened and, you know, things have changed, I feel like I am doing a much better job of self-care, of taking rest when I need to, of saying no sometimes. I've not taken every opportunity. I've had people reach out to me to do a lot of things in these past, you know, maybe 6 months. Some things I said I can't do it right now. Not because I don't have a heart to, but because I'm learning how to listen to my body. I'm learning how to pace myself. And that's another thing. Like, you know, sometimes we feel anxious. Like, if I can't do it right now, it's not going to happen ever. Or like, if I don't take this opportunity, if I don't say yes to this thing, if I don't step through this door right now, I won't have a door for me. But the devil is a lie. Sometimes that
and
is
I think
just,
you posted something like a couple days ago that kind of referenced that.
Very likely, because I'm learning how to pace myself. I know that God has something great for you. God has something great for me and every person that will hear this podcast, that God has great things in store for your life. Sometimes the trick of the enemy is thinking that you have to accomplish every height that God has in your life, that you're supposed to travel every mountaintop in one season. And that's not true. Look, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. Okay.
Because he might give you the idea right then, but it's not for this season. It just dropped, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Okay. Next question. Who inspired you and why?
Ooh, inspired me. So I would say first and foremost, my mother. Growing up, I was raised by a single mother. She often had, you know, two jobs and another side hustle. She was the first person I saw, you know, kind of in my sphere, you know, within my bubble of life, who had an entrepreneurial spirit. So, and look, shout out to Miss Rhonda Silva. That is my mama, y'all. She just left. She was visiting here for a couple of weeks and she just left a few days ago to travel back home. But my mother, she is extremely resilient, strong Black woman. My mother did some things when I was a child that really influenced me, but I didn't pick up on it until, you know, kind of later in life. So my mother was an author. My mother published several books. She published several books of poetry. She used to write for the newspaper for many years. So she's a journalist. She started taking photos. So she would do photography and journalism. So she did some of that. So my mother did those things. I saw my mother speak publicly. She was invited places to speak. So she was an author, a speaker, entrepreneurial. An entrepreneur. Right. So here I am. You know, 2.0, really.
Not planning to.
And my mother, she used to host events. So in the neighborhood we grew up in, she used to host talent shows for the kids in our neighborhood. And like, there were like rappers coming out of our neighborhood, people who had dance crews. But my mother was the one who started hosting talent shows to give like the children, the teenagers, even adults would come and perform, do spoken word. But that's something I saw my mother do as a child. I never had, at least knowingly, I never had an inclination to follow in her footsteps. I never had a desire to write or any of those things. But here I am.
Right. Awesome.
Yes.
Shout out to Mom.
Yes.
So what advice would you give to the next generation of female leaders, authors, entrepreneurs? What advice would you give?
What advice would I give to the next generation of female leaders? I would say, be yourself. Be you. And be able to stand in the truth about who you are, because it's the truth that shall make you free, you know, liberty that will make you free. Sometimes people will try to put labels on you. People will try to box you in. People will try to even criticize the essence of who you are. They think they're just criticizing something that you're doing, but what they don't know is sometimes those insults and their criticism, and people can be nonstop with it, right?
Yeah,
but a lot of times what happens when you receive that and take that on, you start, you know, trying to morph into some other personality. But guess what? The oil on your life and the gifting only flows when you are you.
When you are authentically.
When you are you. You can be the best leader being you. And even if that means, and you know, another thing, give yourself time. Look, I can say that, you know, from not only owning a business or, you know, hosting a conference. Before I did any of that, I used to be a youth leader. I used to lead volunteer efforts at the bank with, you know, years ago. I used to lead the community involvement groups. So I did all of these things before anybody ever saw me out in these streets doing this kind of stuff. I had seasons and waves of development and leadership. Mm-hmm. And even as I look at my life today, I'm still growing. You know, so give yourself time. You don't step into a role and have it down.
Right.
You know,
right.
We wouldn't need to develop or grow then. And you have to take other people's criticism with a grain of salt.
Right.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times we don't realize that, like, when people have really reached their peak of success, they're usually in their later 40s, 50s, and 60s from how when we grew up. But nowadays with social media, a lot of people are becoming instant millionaires, but whether they know how to manage the money correctly and what to do with it. So that development over time makes you to grow and mature to know what to do with what you've been given. So you, like you said, you got to have grace for yourself to know that you're going to continue to develop and grow.
Absolutely.
Awesome answer. Mm-hmm. So the next question, what is one lesson that you have learned throughout your journey in entrepreneurship?
Ooh, that, you know, everything that looked like it happens overnight doesn't. Things don't happen overnight. And I say that not to discourage people, because like you've already touched on the fact, Ms. Karen, that some people become instant success. You know, they have, you can go viral, and once you're viral, you can monetize all of this attention you've received, right? So we are living in that kind of digital age. But for me, and maybe it has something to do with my age, you know, I'm 40 plus club. But I'm in there.
Yes.
But I think for me, one lesson that I've learned is give it time. I mean, the shortest answer I could give it time. But that is to say that, you know, from a spiritual place, my relationship with God teaches me to, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks. That some things God desires to use you for, God desires to birth in and through your life. Look, it's some things will take time, not because God can't do it today, but because sometimes what God desires to use you for is connected to so many other things and people. And sometimes what he's doing is developing you and developing them. And he's pulling all of the pieces together and all of the people together for something that he has in mind. So I would say, give it time. You don't have to see it all right now.
That reminds me of the scripture where it talks about for such a time as this.
Yeah.
All of those pieces have to come together into play for such a time as this.
Yes.
And we always don't know, or we don't have the patience to, you know, well, Lord, where, you know, when is it going to happen? Well, like you said, he's over here developing someone else so that it will happen.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so what are some of the traits that you feel one would need to be successful? And then how do you exhibit those traits in your business?
Ooh, traits to be successful, and how do I exhibit them? So traits, I would say just really having, you know, kind of a good head on your shoulders. And when I say that, you know, being someone who is, you know, you can focus, you can be single-minded about things and not necessarily double-minded, or, you know, well, maybe I do this, maybe I won't, maybe I do, you know, like that. So, I mean, so I would say having a strong head, being able to be focused, being able to commit to something, being able to see things through. Oh, Lord, I know I'm probably stepping on somebody's toes. How many things do you start and never finish? So I would say being able to follow through, being able to make tough decisions. I would say being accountable. That's another thing in business. You know, I remember some years ago, you know, this has happened a couple of times over, but I remember there were times where, you know, in my business that everybody got paid but me, you know, so that ain't nothing I'm glorifying either. But it's true. But in those moments, it was like, I know that there's still some work I need to do in terms of how to manage all of this.
Right.
But paying the people who have applied themselves, given their time, share their talent, that's the right thing to do, even if I can't pay myself. So being able to just do what's right by people, that's important. That goes back to really just having, being a person of integrity, being a person of character, doing what you say you are going to do as much as possible, right? So sometimes things change in a dynamic where it's not meaningful, you know, or it doesn't make sense to do what you said you was going to do. But I would say as much as humanly possible, follow through on what you say you're going to do. And if something changes, have a conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I would say those are some of the important things, and always be innovating. Right. So as a business owner, some things that I've seen work really well for me over the years, because I am, you know, I speak well, or I teach, you know, things like that. Taking the concept of supporting people who write, hosting workshops, hosting events, those are great ways to get in front of people. But that's a part of just getting outside your comfort zone, being willing to stretch. Hey, look, let's stretch these muscles.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, being a good leader, those are things that I've been able to demonstrate. Just pivot, change, try something new. It create something different, you know, package what you do a little bit different and offer that. So sometimes those are really great wins in your business.
Right. So what have you sacrificed either personally or professionally kind of at each stage of your career?
Each stage. So I'm thinking kind of before launching my business, you know, working in corporate America, you know, something I did, and, you know, when you reflect back, you know, everything starts to make sense and it's all interconnected. So I already mentioned how, you know, for years I was working in corporate America. I was leading the youth ministry at my local ministry at the time. I was leading volunteer efforts for the bank. I was organizing community outreach. I was doing a lot of stuff. And one of the, even I was learning a lot. I was meeting a lot of people. I was stretching and really, you know, stepping outside of my comfort zone. But at the time I had two small children. So oftentimes I would go to work and have to go to this meeting, to that meeting, you know, so a lot of, you know, maybe the time, I wish I had more time or had spent more time with my two older children. So being kind of moving around a lot took me away from home a bit. And over time that changed. I began to see the value of, you know what, my family comes first and ministry at home is first. So I would say that was a sacrifice I made some years back, kind of more present day in the last few years, launching My Message Matters. It was such a beautiful thing that God was able to birth, you know, not only by myself, but everybody else who put their hand to the plow with it. But in terms of sacrifice, you know, just, you know, pull it out of my own pocket, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
Making it happen because God gave me the assignment. A lot of times people, you know, kind of on the outside don't know that's what's going on. They see the flyers, they see the posts, they see pictures, but they don't know who's funding and financing that, you know?
Right.
And so I would say that was a sacrifice, you know, connected to my message matters, just pulling, going into my pocket and saying, God gave me this assignment.
Yes, yes.
And what do I say to God? No.
Right, right.
What do I say?
He made the provision possible for you to even be able to do it if you had to be the one to do it.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So those are some of the sacrifices I've made. And even, you know, along over the years, I've had, you know, I've had just a lot of wonderful things come out of that. You know, I've heard wonderful testimonies from other people.
Mm-hmm.
People launch businesses, people launch nonprofit organizations, people started hosting their stuff, people collaborated because they showed up at My Message Matters. So when I look at the sacrifice, it's small in comparison to the wonderful things that were birthed because I said yes to God and I followed through.
Yes, awesome. Yeah. So last question is a little light.
Okay.
So where would we find you on a Saturday morning around 10 a.m.?
Home.
Doing.
So, you know, a couple things I really enjoy doing. I enjoy going outside for walks. So I enjoy being out in nature. But I am a bit of a homebody, and that is, you know, maybe that has a lot to do with the stage of life I'm in. You know, like I mentioned, I'm 40 plus, you know, I'm married with 4 children, and the weekday, you know, Monday through Friday is busy. And so Saturdays, I'm usually, you know, dipping, you know, I'm resting, I'm laying around, maybe I'll do some chores, but you know, it's family time usually on Saturdays.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most people, but that's always a light, fun question at the end. Like, where would I find you? Would I bump into you at the local cafe, or would you be out, you know? And I've seen you post your nature walks by the water and being out. So definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now those are the podcast questions for the Women in Business series. So thank you for being a part of that. Thank so you. Now let's transition into share with people. If they wanted to work with The Author's Pen, what that experience would be like. I have enjoyed working with you. I know my session, if you will, was a little unorthodox because I did have a medical emergency in the middle of what we were working on. But I didn't let that stop me. You were extremely gracious to say, you know, do you want to continue or where are we at? But we were able to, you know, get back together, modify the deadline, and we are still moving forward. But tell the people about, if they wanted to work with The Author's Pen, just a little bit about how to connect with you, what that experience would be like. And, you know, just about the whole book writing process that you take people through.
Yes. So thank you again, just for allowing me space to share a little bit about book writing and publishing. In terms of what it looks like to work with me and my team of creatives around me, it is very much a collaboration. I like to think of it like a collaboration. There's a lot of talking, one-on-one conversations, you're really getting to the core of what it is you'd like to accomplish. We have conversations about your vision, you know, who is it that you want to reach? What is it that you want to say to them? How is this going to feed you long term? You know, what is the point of fulfillment for you connected to doing this? So we have lots of really introspective conversations so that we can build out a plan or a process that makes sense for you. And the reason we do that is because anybody can write anything and upload it anywhere. Okay. That is easy to do. You don't need help to do that. But if you are a person who you want to curate something, you want to develop something, and you want to be really specific about how you share a message with somebody, then, you know, I would probably be a really great fit for you. In terms of the types of content I work on, I typically work on, I do work on faith-based content, Christian living, testimonials, memoirs, biographies. I've worked on several children's books. I have one in process right now. I have...
Go ahead, shout them out. Okay, yeah, shout them out.
Shout them out. Okay, so Miss Camry Jackson, she's working on a project called FaceTime with Dad. Ah! Oh, so we haven't made an official announcement yet, but... she is, you know, a beautiful young lady, and it's a beautiful project about kind of being a single parent or co-parenting, you know, when the mom and dad are in two separate homes. So I'm really excited to roll that out in a couple of months. But work with, you know, like I mentioned, those are primarily the types of projects I work on. I also work on business titles. So I have one of those coming out. Look, being launched very soon along with your project. This business business title is Quick Guide to Navigating the Healthcare System by Dr. Kinshara Craven. So,
awesome. Okay. I think you told me about her.
And I meant to introduce the two of you. I meant to do that. Yes. I think I mentioned you to her. But yes, so that's another project rolling out. I have a project for a gentleman, Kingdom writer, Mr. Edward Chisholm, has a book being launched here in the next couple of weeks as well. It's called From the Diary of a Black Man's Mind. It's a wonderful project. It's really about his legacy. He's walking people down through many years of being a journalist. So he wrote for the Savannah Herald for about 20 years, and he has pieces. He's compiled his work into kind of like this life project or legacy project, really to speak to, you know, Black men, speak to Black women, speak to people who want to really tap into a Black man's experience. So look, you guys can find out all the details about those projects. Since you said shout out, like, I gotta get a shout out.
Yes.
But you can find out more about projects being released at The Author's Pen right here, or I should say on Facebook, for those of you who may see this or hear this somewhere else. The Author's Pen. I'm also on Instagram at The Author's Pen. And if you are interested in doing a free consultation, so it sounds like the kind of support you need in terms of that hands-on, one-on-one support, you can go to my website, tapwriting.com. That's tapwriting.com. If you guys want to book a free consultation, we can chat about your project to see if we're a great fit, and we can support you in birthing that thing out.
Awesome. Awesome. So I wanted to quickly share the what you wrote about the book. And then if I can get it up quickly, also share the book cover.
Yay.
So like I said before, the title of the book is Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was such a timely, of course, we're still in the middle of the pandemic. I had COVID back in December, and then several other people that I got connected through, connected to through Lindsay and other people that I knew, we all collaborated to be able to put the book together. Mm-hmm. So when she did the post on Friday, the about the book says, Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. It is an anthology covering the various experiences of the effects of COVID-19 on African-American women, men, and their extended families. This anthology reflects the varying family dynamics that this pandemic has impacted. And we have in the book a single mother, kids with kids, an elderly parent, a married couple that had to rely on each other, and then a single woman living alone in her apartment, and the daughter and caretaker of parents who had passed away. Mm-hmm. And so all what we all had in common was that we all had an experience with COVID-19. And so I felt like God put this book on my heart, and I just wanted to be able to get it out into the world. And I'm calling it an Amazon bestseller because it's going to be on Amazon as well as Barnes and Noble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are targeting April 1st for it to be available online. However, we are going to do a book release Facebook party. So once we all get our books in hand, we're going to be inviting you guys to be able to come online and, you know, show your support. We're hoping to be able to sell some books right there online. And so I'm so excited. I want to thank you for working with me to be able to get the book to this point, and it's going to be out. And just so excited about what God has done. Mm-hmm. So thank you once again for being on the podcast. Do you have, I know we, the last time we talked, do you have a tentative date for My Message Matters?
Ooh, you know, this is like the, I don't know how many times I've been asked this question. Lindsay, when are you doing My Message Matters? Do you have a date? The answer is I've not settled on a date.
Okay.
This year will be virtual. I'll do something virtual later in the year. But I will announce it. I will make the announcement when that time comes. I'll be sure to post it all over the place. So what you can do if you're interested in connecting or attending My Message Matters, if you're interested in speaking at My Message Matters, you can follow at My Message Matters on Facebook, Instagram, and the website is mymessagematters.com.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the Rehab Your Life podcast. And we will talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bless you too.
This episode was sponsored by Carolyn Todd, an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA, an essential oils company changing the world one drop at a time, providing the purest, highest quality essential oils and products. Her goal is to empower you and your loved ones with health and wellness. To learn more about working with Carolyn, check out her website at http://mydoterra.com/Carolyn Todd.
And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.